I love us to react. That's how our greetings and gratitude to react to you once again. And to remind you before we begin that there continues to exist that energy that you have created in this fact that gives you once again that opportunity to also your consciousness and to become involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and the exchange of information. And once again, many times that information that you receive is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. Now, many times when you come out of that altered state of consciousness, out of that metaphysical state, you will not seemingly be able to recall what it is that you are experiencing or were involved in. And yet we assure you that as you go through your day-to-day activities in this correction process, there will be intuitive suggestions that will assist you in correcting and experiencing the reality that you desire. You simply learn to pay attention to those intuitive suggestions, those that thoughts that seemingly are not yours, that come from that spark of consciousness that you are, and that can once again assist you in understanding and correcting the reality that you're involved in. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that altered state of consciousness and to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. But once again, as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness stage is an illusion. And we understand the difficulty that it is for you to accept that in your awakened consciousness stage. You hold various human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of. And one of the most difficult is your belief in time and space. You believe that there is a passage of time and that there is space involved in this reality, in this universe that you exist in. And you have a difficult time understanding that concept that they're an illusion. That this is an illusion. That this reality that you create in existing is an illusion. For us, it's like using an analogy that we view you as illusion, as you would if you were to enter into a theater. And when you enter into a theater and you look at the projection upon the screen, you understand absolutely that what you're viewing is a trick of light in the sound that is the expression of someone else's development of their experiences. Their production of what it is they want you to experience. And you can, while you're sitting in that theater, go through an intense range, absolutely, of emotions and feelings. But you understand that that's an illusion. That it's someone else's production that you're viewing upon the screen. And it's not real. And during that time that you're sitting within the theater watching that production, time and space don't exist. You can, through your belief in time and space, experience a vast difference in time and space that is projected and portrayed upon the screen than what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so you understand that that's an illusion. And you understand that the emotions and feelings that you're experiencing are simply as a result of that illusion that you're viewing upon the screen and that it's not real. However, when you leave the theater and you enter into your illusion, now that's real. Now that's something that's difficult for you to understand. That's difficult for you to understand that the time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And it's almost impossible for you to even have an explanation for what it is to exist outside of time and space. You go to great lengths to validate your belief in time and space. You go through these incarnational periods where you're born and you go through your childhood and your adolescence and into your adulthood and eventually you die and you enter into what some of you believe is an eternity of some type of existence, and in that particular eternity, in that particular level of your consciousness, you have that opportunity to decide what it is you desire to do. Do you want to leave the sub-astral level, or do you want to enter back into another incarnational period? Your choice. And so this is an illusion. Time and space are illusionary. You exist in the now. And even to give you an explanation of the now is almost impossible. Because you see, even any type of an explanation for this belief in time and space is based upon the belief in time and space. You have your past and your present and your future. You have your now, which you assume is the present. And yet you can't live in your past, neither can you live in the future. You only live in the now. And it's rather ironic that for many, this present can many times span what you in your awakened consciousness state would consider to be an expansion of time. You can be in the now, you can be in an experience, you can be in the present for several moments, and yet it seems like it was only a second. It's an illusion. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. But they are very difficult for you to step outside of. And you go to great lengths, once again, to validate that it's real. Because you see when it's real, when you're going through the evolutionary process, then it validates this concept that you're not in control. It validates that this is real. This illusionary reality is not really in your conscious state viewed as an illusion at all. You view it as being real. That's beyond your capacity to control. And it's not really that way. The irony of it is that you control each and every instance of this so-called illusionary reality that you believe is real. It's simply a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems that are all combined. And so you have this belief in time and space. You have this evolutionary process. And you hold various other beliefs that it's possible for you to create certain things, but very difficult to create other things. For some, for example, it's very easy to create abundance. They don't even seem to have to work at it. There's just simply abundance around them at all times. While for others, that's a very difficult concept. To hold that abundance is readily available to each of you. Abundance can be difficult. Money is real. Money is difficult for you to accumulate. You have to work hard to achieve your goals and to achieve financial stability. Well, except for those who don't believe they have to work hard, there are those who don't work very hard at it at all. Because they believe that it's their possibility to create that abundance. Now that particular individual, perhaps that has no difficulty creating abundance, has a difficulty in sustaining relationships. Oh, you see, relationships are real. Abundance, you can, for that individual, may be something that they believe is possible and quite easy to attain. It's always going to be there, but relationships. Now relationships, that's real. That's difficult for some individuals. And yet for others, it's exactly the opposite. Relationships come quite easily. They have no trouble in being involved in a relationship. They understand what it is and what is required to be involved in a meaningful relationship. That you give to others. That you give without conditions. That you understand absolutely that love and being involved in a relationship requires certain things that you must do. And it comes quite easy for some individuals, very difficult for others. You see, love is a state of being and a state of doing. You don't just fall in love. That's quite easy, to feel infatuated with someone. But to sustain that love, to have that love grow and to become important, now that requires the doing. You give to someone to allow that other to experience feelings of joy, to allow that other to experience feelings of being appreciated, to allow that other to experience feelings of belonging, of commitment, of allowing that other person to be who they are without judgment. And you give without any type of conditions on the gift. You see, You're involved in a society where you assist another and you call it giving a gift. And yet when you give that gift, you put a condition upon it. There's nothing wrong with that. It allows you for society to function. But you must understand that it's not a gift of love. It's a gift that has a condition and therefore becomes a contract. If you don't fulfill the contract, then the gift is taken away. However, when you give a gift of love, there are no conditions. It's unconditional. You give it and allow the receiver to enjoy and to do with it whatever they desire, to bring them that opportunity to experience joy, to experience belonging and commitment and understanding and acceptance. You allow that other to be who they are without fear of judgment. That's what's required when you're involved in a loving relationship. You commit. You allow the other to experience that commitment without fear that it will be taken away. There are no conditions in unconditional love. It's complete and endless. And each of you has that capacity, absolutely. But it's something that's very difficult for some to achieve. They don't believe that it's that easy. Or they're not willing to accept that there are necessary things that you must do in order to express love and consequently in order to receive love. There are certain things that you must do to like who you are, to love yourself consciously, to have that capacity to love yourself consciously so that you can love others. For some, that's a very difficult belief system to hold. For others, not so much. For others, relationships are easy. They know that it's possible for them to be involved in a lasting relationship. And so what do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You believe in time and space because it's one of the human consciousness belief systems that you agreed to participate in, to perpetuate. And yet, it's that ability in your altered state of consciousness to step out of that time and space concept that allows you to experience the total of who and what you truly are. Allows you to become in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. Allows you to experience the other lifetimes that this multidimensional person that you are is involved in. It allows you to step out of time and space and to experience that unconditional love from which you create this reality. The answers that each of you seek are within inside. Go within inside. Learn to meditate. Learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness. Have a purpose. Have a desire of what it is that you wish to experience. Each of you will find those answers within inside. You won't find them written in a book. You won't find them while listening to some entity trying to express things that you already know. You see, we simply tell you that which you already desire to hear. We're not telling you anything that is inside your each of you you don't already know. Absolutely not. There is so much more that you can know by going within inside, by learning to meditate, by altering your consciousness while maintaining your awareness, and to get a glimpse of the spark of consciousness. That's unconditional, unending love that is who and what you truly are. While this reality is definitely simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, the creation of this reality comes from a position of absolute, unconditional love. It's who and what you truly are. You are all that is. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
have one. Just the talking about being able to manifest or bring money forward, and then somebody else has problems with relationships and that kind of thing. Is there any insight that you have that, being with Sarah, on how to change those belief systems, or what you can do to change that?
Cracking this reality consciously has been something that's been available to each of you since you as a human consciousness in the year, in your year of 2012, have altered the makeup, if you wish, the energy that you utilize to create your reality, which has given you the capacity to influence and to create your reality from a more conscious state of mind. And so, what you hold in your conscious state as a belief, as a desire, has a greater possibility of being created in your reality, in your day-to-day activities, in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But you have to believe that it's possible. And you have to believe as well that you deserve. You have to believe that it's within your capacity to create. You see, in order to craft a reality, it's important that you understand what it is that you desire. When by desire, we're not talking about desire for you to be involved in some type of activity like altering your consciousness through the utilization of some type of a chemical. Absolutely not. Not that type of desire, but a desire for what it is that you desire to have in your day-to-day existence, in your awakened consciousness state. Know what it is that you desire. You would be amazed at how many people have a difficult time writing down what it is that they desire. What do you desire? It's important that you know what that is. It's important for you to develop the belief systems. Because you see, if you don't know what it is that you desire, it becomes very difficult for you to develop a belief system that you can accomplish and achieve it. So know what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Your imagination is a powerful tool that each of you use on a daily basis to create your reality. Whether you choose to understand that or not, each of you uses your imagination. Consider that all of these so-called advancements in your technology is simply the result of someone utilizing their imagination and bringing it into being. And the third part of the reality creation is the expectance that you can create it. Ah, now there's the difficulty. There's the rub, so to speak. Do you really believe that it's possible? Do you expect that you can bring it into your reality and create it? Expectation is perhaps the most difficult aspect of that creation process that utilizes your desire, your imagination, and then expectation. Expectation. In order for you to have that expectation, it's important that you like who you are. You see, if you don't like who you are, if you want to look into your so-called mirror every day and look at that individual and say, I like that individual. I like what I see. That's who I am. If you can't do that, then you'll have difficulty loving yourself. It's difficult to love yourself if you don't like who you are. Not only difficult, nearly impossible to love yourself if you don't like who you are. So like who you are. And while we very seldom give out any type of instructions on what can assist you in this creation process, if you were to make a list of principles that you desire to hold as your principles, your principles, principles that you would wish to apply to like who you are. Not principles because you think someone else might like who you are. It's not important that you do this to please someone else. It's important that you do this to like who you are. And so the principles that you choose are principles that would build the individual that you desire to be. And then when you create the opportunities, you apply the principles. And it's important that you dwell in the times that you're successful from applying the principles, because you're not going to be successful all the time. And here and again lies an irony that many have a tendency to dwell upon the times that you're not successful in applying your principles. Oh, I failed. I'm a failure. I can't do this. And yet, perhaps 95% of the time, you apply your principles consistently. Dwell in the 95%. If you're involved in some type of an educational process and you get 95%, you believe that you have achieved a very, very high satisfactory mark in that educational process. Do the same with the application of your principles. Dwell in the times that you're successful. Like who you are. And when you like who you are, various things begin to happen. Other people like who you are. You find that people begin to talk to you for no reason at all. People will smile at you without any type of provocation. Simply look at you and feel an energy and smile and begin to talk to you. Like who you are, and others will like you as well. And when you like who you are, then you can work on loving yourself. Utilizing that understanding that loving yourself is the same as loving someone else. The actions are the same, only it's inward as opposed to outward. You give to yourself gifts that are unconditional, that allow you to feel joy, that allow you to feel commitment, that allow you to feel security. And you do those things. You commit to yourself. You do those things that is necessary to love yourself. And when you have the capacity to love yourself, then as well you can express that love to others. And when all of that occurs, then suddenly you begin to realize that you have the expectation to bring into your reality what it is that you desire and that you imagine. And so you begin to hold the belief that it's possible. And consequently, you begin to have the thoughts and feelings that influence your choices and decisions, and the reality is created. And it seems like it's some type of a miracle, when actually it's simply utilizing your desire, your imagination, your expectation, liking who you are, loving yourself consciously, holding within your conscious thoughts what it is that you desire, affecting your beliefs and belief systems, your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, and the reality appears. We have suggested for a very long time utilizing your belief in time and space, not only in this incarnation, but in other incarnations where we interact with our friend alive, that individuals should wrap down a set of principles and apply them in order to facilitate this ability to like who you are, to love yourself consciously. And it seems rather ironic to us that the majority of individuals who listen to this don't take the time to make the list of principles. Don't take the time to hold that consciously within their thought process. Don't take the time to believe that if they love themselves consciously, that will influence their choices and decisions. That will influence their thoughts and feelings, which will indeed influence their beliefs and belief systems. And the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Utilize your imagination, know what it is that you desire, and develop the expectation that you can create it. That's the seed. That's the key, that's the secret, if you will. It's a method that you utilize each and every day, whether you believe it or not. You see, it becomes very difficult in your so-called awakened consciousness state. To look at two individuals involved in some type of a relationship that you, as an outsider, would view as an abusive relationship. It becomes very difficult to understand that in that particular abusive relationship, both individuals at some level believe that that's what they are, desire, believe that that's what they are entitled to. It's what they expect. What's even harder for individuals to believe is that in that abusive situation, it's the one that you in your awakened consciousness stand with you as the victim, is the one who's actually in control. When the victim chooses to no longer be a victim, that relationship ends. It's the victim that's in control. And the victim may end that relationship without ending the feeling that they're a victim, without altering their beliefs and belief systems, what it is that they desire, what they expect. And consequently, they will choose another relationship where they once again are involved as being a victim. It's only when you decide to terminate being a victim that that interaction ends. And it's the victim, once again, that's in control. Difficult to accept, but it's actually how it is. Know what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Develop your expectation. Hold the thoughts and feelings that will influence your choices and decisions and affect your beliefs to create the reality you desire. It's really that simple. It really, truly is that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, well once again, it has been a very enjoyable evening and interaction. And we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. And we would like to remind each of you as well that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time that you once again invite us into your vibrational level, we would like to bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.